My sooner mark that I know a bit about again that I don't know anything about.
And the Village are the All Ireland champion, 19 points to 14. Who said they couldn't win it?
You're welcome along to this edition of the James Stevens Podcast. I'm Liam Kelly O'Rourke, and coming up over the next little while, we're off to the Dogs as preparations continue ahead of the James Stevens night at Kilkenny Greyhound Stadium on Friday, April 19th. We get a flavour of what it's like as Richie Minogue, as well as some of the Brown family, attended the Thomastown night last week, and we heard their views on the upcoming season, including the Village's opening senior hurling league round match against Thomastown. Also on the way, we take a trip down memory lane and revisit the 2005 All-Ireland Club Final, which marked its 19th anniversary earlier this month. And we also head back into the archives 20 years to hear some of the highlights from James Stevens' minor A final win over St Martin's of Muckalee. But we begin at Kilkenny Greyhound Stadium, and we can hear from our very own Richie Minogue.
I've got two lads who in a very short space of time between now and whenever it happens will be ripping the hell out of one another. One is from Thomastown, the other is from the James Stevens Club. Richard Minogue, how are you? Welcome and thank you for talking to us.
All right, Barry, thanks very much. I got hijacked here, I think.
You got hijacked, but you were good at hijacking and you're standing close to Brennan. You won't be that close in a couple of months' time.
I will be all right.
Yeah. Will you be all right?
Well, yeah, we'll manage.
Let's talk greyhounds. Richie Minogue, Yonkers, you're interested in that one.
I suppose, yeah, my wife's relations have Darren Latty over in America, yeah. I have to throw a few pounds on a loyalty bet.
I suppose the Village being the Village, Richie, you'd kind of look at it and say, Asher, easy touch to start it, no?
Not on your life. Thomastown, a quality team. In fairness, you should be up senior a few years. I mean, that's a compliment to more than that, Nels. Yeah. Now, a fine big team, and their forwards are very big and move the ball around. Like any of the championships in Kilkenny, is hardest to get with Kilkenny than it is when you move through Leinster. And like Thomastown, no disrespect to them, they had it fairly easy now, but congratulations to them on winning the All-Ireland. It's a great achievement. I'm involved with under-19s and under-21s in the Village the last couple of years. And what I saw them come at Thomastown. Yeah. 2 years ago, we were lucky enough to beat them. I think Thomastown were short a couple on the same night, yeah. Under-19. And last year, they beat us in the under-21 championship as well. And, you know, to win the under-21 championship the previous year, a huge achievement for a club that was down intermediate. And here's the thing. They have good young lads coming after them. That's the thing. They're not just winning an under-21 championship and then losing the final the next day. They still have good lads coming after them. Young Tracy and young O'Keefe and a few more of them. They were very young on that under-21 team last year. And you see Zach Bay Hammond and the Donnellys getting a chance now as well with the senior crowd. So Thomastown have quality. The thing about it is, like every club is suffering. It'd be great if they stayed around and stopped going to Australia. You know, that's a challenge for every club. It crosses every club's doorstep, if you like. Yeah. But, Thomastown, I tell you now, they're going to ask a lot of questions and people are aware of them and they respect them for what they've done.
Barry Enriquez of Community Radio asking the questions there. Now, Sunday, March the 17th, St. Patrick's Day, marked 19 years since the club's last All-Ireland Senior Final victory. So let's bring you back to 2005, and we can hear first of all from manager of the day, Adrian Finan.
I think we had we stuck it in the first half, we just did our work, and we had a burst of scores halfway through the second half there. I think Owen McCormick got a couple of them, and stars all over the field, fantastic men.
And the defence. Rock solid. I mean, anything that did manage to squeeze through the half back line, the full back line mopped up more than capable.
Absolutely. Well, we had full faith in all these lads, and like, that was the big thing we talked about all week, you know, trust each other. And they all trusted each other out there. They did their own job, and as a unit, they performed heroics.
All right, well. Martin Phelan, well done, Martin. A titanic battle there at full back with Eugene Clunan. I mean, tell us a little bit, first of all, about that particular one. You got the better of him.
Well, I knew I had to be working out from day one. I mean, when we won the county final back in Kilkenny, in October, the first thing I did was, the next day I was looking at the paper to see who was winning around town, around the country. And Attenright had a great win up in Connacht. And I knew I would have a tough one, but I mean, I sooner mark a lad I know a bit about again, a lad I don't know anything about. You know,
so. Let's look at the rest of the team, because, I mean, the full forward line, for example, 6 points from play. I mean, it could hardly have gone as well for you.
Oh, not at all. The forwards have been winning matches for us all year long. I mean, the work rate of them up there in the second half especially, they didn't let... Their Galway backs didn't have a breather at all the whole game, and that's what was winning for us. It's the forwards are winning matches all year for us, and I mean the backs have the easy job just blocking it out. They also have to get on the ball, control and hit between two sticks there, so they've been brilliant all year.
Alright, tell me as well, you were underdogs, I think marginal underdogs coming up today. Did that make any difference? Were you a little bit more saying we've a point to prove?
Not at all. I mean, any Kilkenny team, any Kilkenny championship is the toughest one going, and to come out with that championship the way we did, we'd have been a look this year. And I mean, we knew we had a great chance coming up, and especially with young guys there, the way they came running. Oh, it's just brilliant now. So,
and tell us just finally a little bit about, like, you've now three championships won. I suppose you're only one away from Burr, so maybe you've got a half an eye on that one already.
I'll tell you, we have a rest now for a while and enjoy this one first.
Aksanish, Kilinche, Osharam, and Curtin of Runner, El Captain, St. Stephen's, Pelador, or Imor, Untag, Fadna Gugurua, Imani Kalul, Da Kaman, Akasta Kunte, Pelar the Bala.
President of the GAA, ladies and gentlemen, it's a great honour for me to lift this cup on behalf of a great, great club, James Stephens of Kilkenny. I don't have too much to say, I won't keep it on. You're only here for a second or two. We met in February last year, and the new management said to us the ideal situation would be to be hurling on Patrick's Day 2005. I think everyone in the room that day thought it would never happen, it was only a dream. Well, today it happened. Today those dreams became reality, and today we are all Ireland champions.
A great day for the Red and Green as they prevailed over Athenry by 19 points to 14. Now, 2023 saw James Stephens take home the Minor A Rhine title, and 20 years earlier, another crop of young and up-and-coming talent in the club secured a minor title of their own. Captained by David McCormack, it was drama all the way to the full-time whistle when James Stephens took on St. Martin's of Muckalee in the county final. Here are the closing stages.
This game looks like it might end in a draw, and perhaps the way they're playing, James Stephens might sneak a win yet. There's also the possibility that St. Martin's could sneak a win, but maybe after this epic encounter, a draw might be a fair result. Play continues. Possession vital over on the far side. The ball is broken down into the centre, and James Stephens are on the attack. James Stephens outside. Harkin's shot is blocked down, but McCormack has it. Robbed by Cadigan. Cadigan coming forward. He's fouled. It's a free for St. Martin's. We're already 3 minutes into added time. The referee only allowed two. Shane Cadigan with this free. They need to get this ball in as far as they can. Will the referee allow play to continue? Didn't get it as far as he hoped, I think. Eamon Sheehy, the referee, gives the free out to James Stephens. Donica Cody with the free. We're now almost 4 minutes into added time. Donica Cody drives it as long as he can. If McCormack gets this ball, it could be dangerous. The ball is inside, they can't get the ball away. And James Stephens have it. And McCormack has put the ball over the bar. David McCormack has almost certainly won the game. They want to take the puck out. It's taken. And play is continuing. Martins need a point to draw the match. James Stephens on the attack once again, towards the far sideline, out over the sideline. Sideline ball for St. Martins. 18 points for James Stephens, 3-8 for St. Martins. And the referee has blown the whistle, and James Stephens have won a dramatic Eildon Road Eildon Minor Hurling Championship final on a final scoreline. James Stephens 18 points, St. Martin's 3-8. The Village have won the day. They've clawed their way back into the game, and by a single point have taken the Minor A Championship.
Fast forward 20 years to 2023, and James Stevens had a comfortable victory over Dunamagan in the final of the same competition. Here was team captain on the day, Norman Ogue.
You have the cup in your hand there, a happy boy, and a very good win for yourselves here today. You were in control bar a little bit before half time. You were the dominant team here today.
Yeah, sure. Look, Dunamagan hit a purple patch there just before half time, and sure, they got a little run on us and brought it back to 4 points there. Quick.
Now, Yochid, you were commanding those of you who have been playing in the Kilkenny Minors, very strong down the middle. I suppose from the start of the year, you were the team that was expected to win this, but that can have its own pressure as well.
Yeah, sure. Look, we felt good. Like, we felt it's good to have pressure on you. Like, you can't be coming out into a match confident, but like, it's just when you're expected to win, you just, I don't know how to put it into words. Like, it's hard on you because everybody wants to beat you all year.
And tell me, Joe Murray at half time, he would have been disappointed with the 4 points you conceded. He had a few stiff words with you at half time, I suspect.
Yeah, sure. Look, he got us going, and straight away we blitzed him in the second half there. It was a few stern words now, but sure, look, it has to be done to us.
Now, what about the handball? You're still going to be able to have plenty of time for the handball?
Yeah, I'll be back to the handball there now in a week or two now, hopefully, anyway.
Well done, Noah. Great win today and a great performance for yourself.
Thank you. See you now.
And finally, we're heading back to Kilkenny Greyhound Stadium as Barry Enriquez was behind the mic again, and he spoke to a family steeped in James Stevens' tradition, the Brown family.
The Tom Brown Memorial, a good race was run by Bertfield Pa. That's the 8 boys syndicate from Thomastown, but it's trained by who else but Tom Leahy. I'm joined here on the podium by Tom's wife, Mary, and his son, Charlie, and another man that I know very well indeed, Tom's brother, Angela Downey's husband, for the want of a better word. I suppose you're never known as anything else but Angela Downey's husband.
I think it's getting old now, Barry. I think that's getting old. It used to be years ago, but I've got over it.
Yeah, but there's no denying your lineage, because I knew your dad, Patsy. What a great character. That was a race that was hard won. Did you have money on him?
I thought the winner would nearly win, because Tom Leahy won the stake last year. That's 2 years in a row. We've run the stake now for 2 years. Tom is dead 2 years. And we've run it for 2 years, and Tom Leahy has won it both years. So we're delighted for Tom. Tom be a good friend of mine, and we're delighted he won the thing. You know what I mean?
He's up there in the village, was he?
Absolutely. Son of Georgie again, sure. More hurling breakout, yeah.
You can imagine Georgie now and Tom in cahoots up wherever it is, on floating on a cloud or something.
Anyway, it's a match or a hurling or something, anyway, or a race or something, anyway. Doom or planning it.
Yeah. It's good that he's remembered.
Absolutely.
I suppose it's a remembrance of all your family.
Well, sure, they're all here tonight anyway, like Mary, Charlie, the whole lot. So it's nice to sponsor something in honour of Tom, and Mary came up with the idea, and we're delighted. Like, and it's gone well both years we've had it. I mean, I won a few quid in it both years. It happens.
Did you though? Seriously?
I did. So I won both years, so it pays for itself anyway.
Mary Brown, thanks for talking to me. It's great that he's commemorated, but the whole Brown family are so associated with greyhounds.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. We had a betting shop too, so I don't know that much about the dogs. I knew a bit more about the horses.
Did you?
Yeah, because I worked in the betting shop, you know. So anyway, I enjoyed watching that, and I was thrilled that Tom Leahy won it, because I know Tom pretty well. A good friend.
Then, of course, on nights like today, like this, you don't forget people like Patsy.
Yeah. Oh no, I know him well. I lived with him for a year. He gave us a roof over our head when we came back to this country, and you know. So, and I have two daughters here as well. Yeah. So brings them all around.
Charlie, we're delighted with that win.
Delighted, yeah. My dad was the bookie here for I don't know how many years, 20 years. I used to work with him here and clock the dogs to the corner there for many years. So we're delighted to sponsor it, and delighted Tom won it again. I'm hoping to get some of that money back off him in a game of golf fairly soon.
We'll have some chance there trying to get money off Tom Leahy.
Hard man to win money off, but we'll give it a go anyway.
Have you many greyhounds? Are you involved in many greyhounds?
I'm not at the moment, no. I was a few coursing dogs over the years, but at the moment I'm more a spectator and helped head out a bit with the old bookie stuff as well.
Mary, have you any more involvement with greyhounds?
No, I haven't. I'm just remember. I was delighted that Tom was remembered here tonight, and it brings it back. It's 2 years now since he passed, and it's a happy night. But it's, you know, we miss him.
I knew him so well. I knew him so well. I did indeed in Callan. I lived in Callan.
The area engineer there. Yeah. Oh, so you'd know him, so. And another man, what's his name? Christy Lahey, was it?
Christy Lahey.
Yeah. He was secretary over there, in there, I think. Yeah.
But it's great that these people are remembered, isn't it? And first team to the dog track. Very fitting.
Really involved in bookmaking dogs and horses, you know.
Tell me this, will you celebrate this with a little Joram?
Oh yeah, we will, definitely. We'll start up there and we might end in the Skelp, down near us.
You have your route planned.
We have it planned, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Listen, lovely to talk to you. Lovely to talk to the wife of Tom Brown that I knew so well in Callan. And Charlie, thanks for talking to us. And enjoy your victory.
The result of that race was first was number 6, Ballymac Opera, Liam Dowling all the way from Ballymacallaghan to County Kerry, and we had that one tipped as well, Liam Kelly O'Rourke, another winner for the presidential pin, Liam. We're still going strong.
Before we go, looking ahead to the week's fixtures, on Friday evening, the JJ Cavan and Sons Senior Football League final took place between James Stevens and Thomastown. The match was played in MW Hire Dunmore, and we'll have more on the match on our next episode. Meanwhile, moving to next week on Monday at 2 o'clock, our under 14B footballers take on the Rail Yard in Dunmore. On Wednesday, it's the turn of the under 16 hurlers when they take on Dixborough in Palmerstown from 6:30. On Thursday evening, also at 6:30, it's the under 16 Ryan D Hurling League. The James Stevens B team are away to Clonine. On Sunday morning then at 10:30, our under 14 Ryan A footballers make the trip to Tomryle Park to take on Greg Ballycallan. While finally, next Monday, the 8th of April, it's the start of a new season for our minor hurlers. In the Kilkenny Vehicle Centre Minor Ryan A Hurling League, James Stevens face Dixborough at 6:30 in Park Seamus D Vaughan, while at the same venue in the minor Ryan C grade, it's the Village up against the Roranish Deeg. We wish all concerned the very best, as well as all our Camogie players who are featuring in the black and amber jersey at senior level this Saturday against Waterford. And last but by no means least, club man and Auchlingale's handballer Noel Minogue recorded yet more success during the week, winning the Leinster Minor Singles Final. Well done to Noah. And that concludes this week's episode of the James Stevens Podcast. Don't forget to like and share wherever you do your podcast listening. And if you'd like to include something on an edition, do get in touch via our social media channels. But until next time, for me, Liam Kelly-York, it's bye-bye, take care.